Basketball. My name is Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod. And sitting across me is the only Portland Trail Blazers fan that I know, my friend and co-host of this show, Rafael. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good.
Are you excited for the NBA season?
We're getting close. I'm super pumped.
I want to start today's episode by saying that if I sound like a smartass or rude or mean to anyone, please don't take it personal. I'm just giving my opinion here. I'm just, you know, talking about how I feel when it comes to basketball and about life as well. By any means, I mean to be rude or mean or sound like a smartass.
Thank you for the disclaimer. I still think you're a smartass. So that changes nothing. All right. It's been a couple of weeks again, unfortunately, but we're back. We're always going to be back. It's been a crazy couple of weeks in our real world, to say of sorts. Our day jobs have kept us busy. I don't know if we've ever talked about that, but I don't know if anyone knows here or cares. We're in the education world. It's the fall term, so we're 100%, and things have been a little bit crazy. But now that the NBA is back, or we'll be back tomorrow, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
I think we probably never mentioned that because half or more than half of our audience, like probably 75% of our audience, are co-workers, so they probably know about our work.
I hope not. I hope that we have more people out there listening. Speaking of that, we would really appreciate it if you guys would still subscribe to our podcast if you're listening for the first time. And if you are a recurring listener, please do us a favor and rate our show. Leave your comments.
Spread the word as well.
Spread the word. If you know someone that likes basketball, even if they're a casual fan, just tell them about this fantastic show, the fantastic hosts of the show, and all the amazing things that we talk about. We have a great show today, as always. We're going to have a late review of the biggest basketball weekend in Vancouver, probably in years, where we had an NBA event, the crossover event, the NBA preseason game between the Raptors and your Trailblazers, Rafael. And last but certainly not least, the public screening of the first public screening of Finding Big Country, which ended up being one of my favorite basketball documentaries in the world by far. After that, we're going to have a NBA review or a preview, I should say, of the upcoming season. But we won't bore you with all the details. It will be fun. So stick around.
It will be fun for you guys listening. It's going to be tough for us. I mean,
we'll see about that.
I'm worried about that.
I am worried too, yeah. But let's talk about what ended up being one of the biggest basketball weekends in Vancouver. About 2 weeks ago, we had the Raptors and the Blazers playing here in Vancouver for their preseason game. It was the first time that we saw Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green on a Raptors jersey. What do you think about the game? How do you think it was?
It still hurts. I mean, I still need more time to try to, you know, heal the fact that my Trailblazers lost.
It wasn't a fantastic game if we're analyzing the basketball game.
It's preseason, right?
It is, yeah.
I mean, it was great atmosphere.
Yep.
It was nice to watch an NBA game. It was amazing to have the Trailblazers here. Again, because we've been to a Trailblazers game.
Yeah, it was. They played against the Phoenix Suns. Yeah,
and Steve Nash
was still here. Yeah,
for the Phoenix Suns, and Brandon Roy was still playing with the Trailblazers.
Yep.
I mean, I was a little bit disappointed with the Trailblazers, but it's tough to draw any conclusions from that game.
Yeah,
just a preseason game.
The fourth quarter. Actually, I was surprised that it was a good game. For the first three quarters, it was the fourth quarter when, you know, they emptied the benches and then everyone that we don't really know was playing. But other than that, I had a good time seeing how Vancouver welcomed Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard. Every time Kawhi touched the ball, the entire place just bursted into cheers and they wanted Kawhi to do well, which is weird because last year when we went to see the Warriors playing the Raptors, everyone was booing KD. And it was also the first time that we saw KD... this is 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The first time we saw KD on a Warriors jersey.
Yeah, but it's understandable because the Raptors represent Canada, right?
So right.
They're going to be positive about it. I feel like it's a not disrespectful, but it's a lack of recognition towards what DeRozan did for the team or what he's done in the what 8 years that he spent with the Raptors, I think. Seven seasons. I think that the fact that they're cheering Kawhi so hard, it's a bit frustrating for DeRozan for sure.
Why? No, I mean, if I were a full-time Raptors fan, I want Kawhi to stay. So obviously, I'm going to cheer him every time. Even if he sneezes, I'm going to be like, great job, buddy. That was a powerful sneeze.
Yeah, and Canadians are good at that.
Also that. I mean, Canadians are very welcoming. They're very encouraging.
Yes.
It's the only, the CFL, the Canadian Football League, is the only league in the world where you miss a field goal and you still get a point.
And he's going to be entitled to as many sick days as he wants, so the injury is not going to be an issue.
Welcome to the Canadian healthcare, Kawhi. Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the game was great. I was happy to see Rogers Arena packed. Everyone was wearing either a Raptors jersey or I saw a few Blazers jerseys, Grizzlies jerseys. Everyone was wearing a piece of basketball memorabilia. Ryu and I were playing an interesting game during the breaks. Most out-of-context jersey. We saw Donovan Mitchell. We saw LeBron James jersey.
I was wearing my Grizzlies jacket representing the Grizzlies because I am not, I must say that I'm not 100% behind this movement of supporting the Raptors here in Vancouver. Because
interesting.
It's almost like people, they just forget that there used to be a team here. They forgot about the Grizzlies. So I have a hard time just putting a Raptors jersey on or a jacket and going to the game and,
I don't think people forget, but I think
regarding the Grizzlies.
To a degree, everyone's realistic of the fact that maybe Vancouver wouldn't be the first city to get an NBA team back. I think it would be Seattle first.
This will always be a Grizzlies territory, though.
Yes, and okay, since we're talking about the Grizzlies already, we might as well talk about Finding Big Country. Because I think we're done with the game, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about Finding Big Country.
I don't remember much about the game because after the fourth beer, I only remember the first two quarters and a bit of the third quarter. But
you remember the movie?
I remember the movie, yeah.
Okay, so Finding Big Country, we went to the first public screening. I forgot the name of the theater. Van City Theater? No, it's not the Van City Theater.
Next to Queen Elizabeth.
Next to Queen Elizabeth Theater,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
we're part of the same complex.
Yeah, part of the same complex.
Obviously, I expected it to be the story of trying to find Bryant Reeves, a.k.a. Big Country. But I didn't know that the director, Kat Jamie, she also told her story through this movie. So this is not only the search for Big Country, but I would say, without throwing too many spoilers if you haven't seen the movie, which you should, this is the story that all of us that grew up playing basketball, we would like to meet our idol. And Kat tells her story, and she gets that very rare chance of meeting her hero, which, as we all know, can be a good thing or a bad thing. And I'll leave it at that, because I don't want to spoil the movie for anyone. If you haven't seen it, please do yourself a favor and go watch it. If you're a basketball fan, even if you're a casual basketball fan, you will love it because it's about also a tale of losing, a tale of failure. But I would say it's a tale of good failure because there is such a thing.
I love the movie. Just going back to what you said when we were starting the podcast today, when we were starting this episode, you mentioned that it became one of your favorite basketball documentaries of all time. I am not sure if I would go that far. I love the movie. I really, really love the movie. But I don't know to what extent we are also a little bit biased because we live here and because we love the Grizzlies or the story behind the Grizzlies so much and we want them to be back. So I feel like I'm a bit biased when it comes to this documentary. But I think the documentary is amazing. I just think that there are so many documentaries that I really enjoyed. So
absolutely. But I think this is the first documentary that, it focuses on a player, but the player is not up there in a pedestal. Like, it's about a person. It's about your regular basketball fan. The director, again, Kat, she could be you or me or anyone listening to this show right now.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not criticizing the movie. I'm just trying to play
advocate here. No, for sure. I'm just saying, I think it's really cool to see how your regular person gets to accomplish a dream that is not necessarily her original goal. Like, this all ended up being because of also her failure, or her story of her own failure. And it's all very well tied in the end. I mean, the fact that you get to meet your childhood hero can be good or bad. And anyways, I don't want to spoil it. I just go watch it. If you're listening to this and you live in Vancouver, there are two screenings. One of them happening on October 16th, which is tomorrow, Tuesday, at the Van City Theater. And October 21st at the Rio Theater, which is an absolutely amazing venue if you've never been there. Also, Kobe's Dear Basketball film will be playing beforehand. So it's a double whammy there. If you like basketball, please do yourself a favor.
Have we received our free tickets yet?
Shout out to everyone involved in the film. No, because we won't be here.
That's true.
No, I'm sad. I would love to. When I saw the Dear Basketball short from Kobe, I still wanted to watch it on a big screen. And this is my chance. And I'm going to be out of the city.
And we should also mention that when we went to the first screening of
Finding Big Country,
we had the chance to sit next to Kat.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It was great. We said hi to her. She's incredibly approachable. I saw her during that weekend, and I took a photo with her. And I think we fanboyed a little bit because we noticed that she was sitting next to her. So we were just next like, we didn't say anything.
Yeah.
We couldn't say anything except clap at the end. I don't know if they do this at every screening, but when she was first introduced by the person who was the voice of the Grizzlies, that was amazing.
Also, you don't want to be the person that steals her moment.
And oh, absolutely not! No
questions during that time, and you know,
no, like, I did not. No, it was her moment. Absolutely, the person that was Super Grizz, was there. So the original Grizzlies mascot was there.
Yeah,
it was just the perfect event for NBA nerds.
Yes,
basketball nerds in general.
Yes, and we, as you guys probably know already, we love basketball documentaries. And we talked a little bit in previous episodes. We talked about different documentaries that we like. But we also want to know what documentaries are your favorite. So if you want to send us comments on Instagram or, you know, emails, Twitter, tweet at us, whatever, just let us know what are your favorite documentaries so we can start a conversation about that. I have a couple that I could recommend, or more than a couple, I should say. And I'm sure that Rodrigo also has a lot of documentaries that he would like to recommend, but most of them would be about the Lakers.
That's not true. Although I do have, I think it's an 8 DVD set of the Lakers. I'm very proud of that set. My dad gave it to me.
I think I probably mentioned that one already, but you know, there's a documentary about Hook Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that one. About
That's a good one.
This player that had all the potential in the world to make it to the NBA, and he ended up in jail. And he plays in their league, in the internal league.
Yeah,
in one of the jails. That's a very good documentary.
It's a good one. It's a real one.
Yeah.
Anyways, go watch Finding Big Country. And if you cannot watch it because either you don't live in Vancouver or you don't have time, I don't know. I think I've said it before on our Instagram. Ask a friend who's going to live stream it for you. You don't want to miss it out. If this ever goes on iTunes for rent, you should go rent it, buy it, do whatever you can to watch it. Last but not least on that list of NBA events that happened in Vancouver a couple weeks ago, we had the NBA crossover event, which was supposed to be an event that was the intersection between the sport of basketball, fashion, technology, music, everything. Also, if you were a basketball nerd, that was the place to be. It was a very cool exhibition. They had all the jerseys. They had all sorts of Grizzlies memorabilia. There was also a lot of Steve Nash memorabilia there. There was a live DJ. They had an NBA Jam Arcade, all sorts of posters, art, from local artists. There was a very cool LeBron mural that showed all his shoes from the LeBron 1s to the 16s, I believe, that we're on right now. It was amazing. Like, I mean, from my end, I always wanted to go to one of those events, and I always see them happening in big cities like Toronto, LA, New York, even Chicago. So it was very cool to see that something like that finally happened here in Vancouver.
I wasn't here for this one, but I saw the pictures and it looked
quite cool. Was very cool. I think my favorite piece was these hoops, your regular basketball hoops, but they were covered in neon. I don't know, just give it a different vibe. I'm definitely going to do it sort of a DIY project for my room or for my next apartment whenever I get the hell out of here.
Okay. Good to know.
Anyways, so that was the biggest basketball event we've seen, at least that I've seen here in Vancouver. I sure hope that we get more of those. I mean, I sure hope that we could get a team back, but that's another conversation.
Well, we were not here at the time, but, you know, early 2000s when N1 was quite popular.
Yeah.
There was a team of players here in Vancouver called The Nautic.
Oh.
I don't know if you know about them.
I didn't know.
They also had their own mixtapes. I don't know if you know King Handles, the guy.
I do.
So he used to be one of the Nautic players.
What?
Yeah.
Shout out to King Handles. We follow him on Instagram and everywhere.
So when I was here first time for high school, the Nautic was quite popular at the time. And some of their mixtapes, the footage, you can see that they're playing basketball next to Rogers Arena at the time, GM Place.
Yeah.
Like they're just dribbling next to GM Place. And under the some of the bridges in Vancouver and so on. It's quite cool.
So are you telling me that if we contact King Handles over Instagram, he's going to give us an interview? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure about that. We can always try. We can try for
Again,
sure.
Shout out to King Handles.
Yes.
Check out his Instagram page because he's got some crazy moves. And I think he's got a training system, which I haven't tried. But if you, because my career is more than done in basketball, I think. Other than pickup games. But if you're young, up and coming, check it out. All right, let's move on to our NBA season preview. You're not as excited as I expected.
That's going to be complicated.
All right, so here's the deal. Instead of giving you a traditional, boring preview of what we think of each and every team in the NBA, we decided to do a one-word preview of each team. So Rafael and I are going to go alphabetically through all 30 NBA teams, and we're going to choose one word.
And, okay, so just before we start, just to be clear,
yeah,
it's going to be one word, and then we're going to talk about it for 1 minute, two minutes, and then
exactly.
We move to the next
team. But we're not going to dwell too much into each team.
Okay, so I'm just trying to see how much room for creativity I have here.
There's plenty.
Okay.
And if needed, we'll ask for more clarification, but some of them are going to be straightforward, some of them
again,
won't.
I'm just trying to make sure that I'm not breaking any rules or not being mean.
You're a smartass. You're being smartass.
No, I'm not.
Smartass alert. We need a soundboard. I need an alarm, and every time you make some sarcastic comment, it's going to be the smartass alert. But for the time being, I'm just going to call it out.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready? Take your time. Yeah, I got all the time in the world.
Okay, let's go.
Ready? All right. First team, the Atlanta Hawks. My word is haunted.
I'm not sure. What can I say about the Atlanta Hawks? Phillips. That's my
Phillips.
Word for it. Yeah, because
wow.
They play at Phillips Arena, right?
I think
is it
so.
Still
I don't,
Phillips Arena?
I think so. That was in the 90s, I think.
Okay.
I think you're stuck in time.
Hopefully it's Phillips Arena still.
I'm going to give my explanation why I chose Hunted. And that is because I think they'll be hunted by the decision of trading Luka Doncic for Trae Young. I'm not very excited to see Atlanta playing, but Trae Young is going to be very controversial. I think there's people that want to see him doing well. I think there's people that call him already a bust. So we'll see.
Yeah, and who else is there other than Trae Young that we can be excited about? What's the name of the German point guard? The one that has like a...
Schroeder?
Yeah, is he still
there?
He's
at OKC now. You're so prepared. The season starts tomorrow, man.
No, but that's when you start to get updated about all the changes, you know. It's impossible to keep track of everything.
They have Vince Carter. They have Jeremy Lin.
They have Vince Carter.
Yeah, Jeremy Lin. So Kent Bazemore.
Can I change from Phillips to old? That's the word I
think that's play. That could be fair. Could be fair. All right, let's move on. Boston. The Boston Celtics.
Exciting. Yes.
All right. I chose scary. I think they are a scary team because there's other teams in the league that have a lot of talent, but it's a lot of young talent. Mm-hmm. The Celtics have the perfect combination between veterans and all-star veterans in the form of Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, and scary young talent, Jason Brown, Jason Tatum. Sorry, Jaylen Brown. And yeah. Jason Tatum. It's going to be scary to see the Boston Celtics and to face them, for sure.
And also, their young talent, they already had the chance to make it to the playoffs. Far into the playoffs, or deep into the playoffs. So they are not as green as they were last year.
They're green because they're the Celtics.
They're still green, but they're not as green.
I see what you mean. Yes. Good. All right, let's move on.
Brooklyn. Also, we didn't mention Marcus Smart.
Oh, yeah, Marcus Smart. Scary dude. Brooklyn.
It's funny because his name is Smart, but he's not that smart.
I don't want to go there. Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets.
Boring.
I have invisible. I don't think a lot of people care about them. Their superstar is D'Angelo Russell. I was sad when we traded him, but D'Angelo Russell, he's the point guard that you need on a good team, but he's not the superstar that you need if you want to start a competing team.
I think that they've been incredibly boring for a long time. The most exciting thing that I remember about the Brooklyn Nets so far is that Jay-Z at some point was involved with the team. I'm not sure if he's still
Was a part owner. No, he sold his share.
Yeah, so that's the most exciting news that I remember.
Yeah, they have Spencer Dinwiddie, who ended up being a really good player last season. But other than that, I think that's why I call them invisible, because I don't think a lot of people want to even see them.
Yeah.
All right. But also, I think they have one of the sleekest brands out there. The white and the black just works well with them.
Yeah.
But other than that, I agree. All right. The Charlotte Hornets. I'm calling them boring.
I'm not sure if I have a word for them. Like, if I think about the Charlotte Hornets, first thing I think about is about Michael Jordan.
And how bad of an owner he is.
That's true.
I mean, they are boring because...
Maybe the word should be mismanaged then?
I think it's always the same thing with them. They have some young talent, they have some veterans, and they're somehow in the conversation for playoffs, but... They end up missing out.
Kemba Walker is there, right?
He's still yes. there.
Okay.
Tony Parker is the new addition.
Yeah.
Nikola Batum is still there.
Overrated.
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Who?
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. Bismack Biyombo. Willie Hernan Gomez. But I think they're boring.
Kemba could be an all-star again.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for Kemba. I would have asked for a trade already. I don't know if I can put up with being in a mediocre team for all of my career.
But is he a superstar? And will he be a superstar if he moves somewhere else? Or is he a superstar because he's there in Charlotte?
Probably. I mean, he's a cornerstone of the franchise. There's no one else, really.
I forgot his name, but do you remember that guy that... For a couple of seasons playing with the Nets after Jason Kidd, he was amazing and he was like their star, but they were struggling and losing a lot. And I think it was Devin Harris, the guy that played for the Mavericks before. He was amazing for one season or for two seasons, but then when he moved somewhere else, then he was not as good anymore. Same with Danny Granger. Remember Danny Granger?
How is this relevant to the Hornets?
I don't know. I'm just saying that Kemba Walker, maybe he wouldn't be as good of a player somewhere else.
Maybe. I mean, he's the only superstar there, so maybe that's why a lot of people still watch or still see Kemba Walker as an all-star. All right. Chicago, the Bulls. My word is draft. They're going straight into the draft. They won some games last year, and I think that surprised everyone. But I think this year their mission is to tank, get a good pick, and then start rebuilding.
Tank, because they have Zach LaVine. Is he still there?
Yep, he's still there.
So that's something that I'm excited to watch. So,
and he's probably going to be the superstar of the team.
Yeah.
All right, Cleveland.
Rebuild.
Okay. I have disappeared because they're definitely disappearing from the playoffs. I don't think, unless the East ends up being very weak, but I don't think they can manage to be on the first eight teams.
I've always been tough on Ty Lue.
Yep.
As a coach. I think now he has an opportunity to prove that he's a good coach or that he's actually a coach.
Yep.
Because before, when LeBron was there, I think he was really just following LeBron's advice and doing whatever LeBron wanted him to do. So now it's going to be a good chance, a good opportunity for him to show that he actually belongs there.
If he manages to make the Cavs a playoff team, I think he will be running for coach of the year.
Even if they only get close to the playoffs, like if they end up not making to the playoff,
yeah,
I think it still would be a great job. Because now they have Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith, and
Kevin Love. Colin Sexton, the rookie who's apparently very good, and people have him high up in the conversation for rookie of the year already.
This is considering that they're in the East, they could make it to the playoffs.
I don't know. I don't have him on the playoffs. All right. Next team, the Dallas Mavericks. Take your time.
No, you go.
My word is reborn.
Safe?
Because
now they're going to be a safe environment for both males and females to work.
I hope so. And I'm glad that we're on the same page. I chose Reborn because I think after all the scandals that happened, and now that they have Luka Doncic, who can be the first building piece in their rebuild, I think everyone in the organization is looking to just move on and actually make the Mavs again a team to be respected.
And if you had a chance to watch the interviews, like Mark Cuban with
Nichols.
Rachel Nichols is the one from The Jump?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I thought he was quite genuine or like quite real on the way he reacted to the whole, scandal.
Yeah.
He looked like he actually felt bad about the whole thing and he was trying to fix things.
I mean,
but on a personal level, not only trying to be polite or
trying
to say the right thing.
I'm not trying to wish bad upon him, but yeah, I mean, that's the least that he could have done, right? Because that's his team and he's the face of the team. He's the owner. I think one of the biggest things that he was criticized for is that when he goes on Dragon's Den and whatever, he says that he's always involved and he's always there. So how could all these things happen?
But sometimes,
like right under his nose.
I think that sometimes, good people can make a bad call or take bad decisions, and
yeah.
I think that's what happened. I don't think it's because he didn't care about what was happening. Maybe he genuinely believed that he was doing the best for this guy, trying to help him, and trying to make the environment a safe environment for everyone without having to fire the guy.
Right.
But clearly, looking from outside now, with the whole picture, it's crazy that he didn't fire the guy.
Yeah, no, it's. I don't want to spend too much time on that, although it is something to definitely have a conversation on. What I think it's a good first move is that the new CEO is a woman, Cynthia Marshall. She was there, I think, on the last portion of the interview with Rachel Nichols. She looks like an incredibly smart woman. It is good to see more women being involved in basketball, especially on the NBA, not necessarily just on the WNBA. And I think she was the CEO of other big companies that I cannot remember right now. But yeah, I think everyone in the Mavericks organization is ready to just move on and, start fresh. All right. Next team, the Denver Nuggets. I'm saying they overlooked
Can I go with that?
Sure.
Okay.
This one's pretty easy. Yeah, they've been improving every year. So I'm not saying they're being overlooked, but with the West being so stacked, some people don't have it on the playoffs. Some others do. I think they're going to be a very solid team. It's just a matter of how well can they be coached and how far can they go.
They're going to be fighting for that eighth seed with us, with the Trailblazers. I think
you think
gonna,
so?
Yeah, I think we're going to be fighting for
that last spot. We'll get to your Blazers. Don't worry. Next team, the Detroit Pistons. I'm going with average.
I'm just excited to see Stan Van Gundy again. Is he still there?
No, he was fired.
What? Why?
What have you done all summer?
Why did they fire him? Like, that's the best thing ever. That's the best thing that they had there for the past couple of seasons. He's the reason why I still care about the Pistons.
For real?
Yeah.
No, he's gone.
I have no reason. Tobias Harris?
He's in the Clippers.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That one I remembered.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just asked me that. This is painful. We're supposed to be a basketball podcast.
Yeah, it's true, but that's how you get updated about things. During the podcast.
Not during the show, no.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, but look, when the season starts and we start watching games every day, that's when really you're going to get updated about the whole...
The season starts tomorrow.
Yeah, that's good because now I'm going to be able to start watching all the shows and listening to all the podcasts. And
no comments. Let's just move on. The Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors.
Three-peat.
I have champs. I think they'll win it all again. I don't think it'll be as easy.
Okay, now you're going to tell me that KD is no longer there?
No, he's still there. Okay. He's still there.
Good.
You know who's not there? Nick Young.
I know about that. He kind of retired, right?
Nick Young? More like he hasn't been able to secure a contract. Yeah.
But I think he's the kind of player that could still contribute.
I don't know. It's one of those players that when he was in the Lakers and we had nothing going on for us, I appreciated his presence because he gave people something to talk about. He gave me a reason to watch the games and see what crazy antics he was up to or what new nickname he had given himself. But I don't know if I were an owner or a general manager, I don't know if Nick Young would be my priority.
Yeah, and JaVale McGee is now with the Lakers and Boogie Cousins is going to be playing there.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's also scary. All right, Houston.
He's scary regardless of which team he's playing for.
That's true.
Like, he's just a scary dude.
Please don't kill us, DeMarcus Cousins, if you're listening to this. The Rockets.
Disappointing.
What? I had no... Did you read my notes?
No.
I also have disappointing.
Didn't we talk about this today? Did we?
We
didn't say the word, right?
No, we didn't say the word.
Yeah.
But I'm not choosing disappointing because I'm disappointed already. I'm choosing disappointing because I think if there's one team that can be a big disappointment if they don't win at all, it's Houston.
That's exactly why.
Everyone else, regardless of whether they make it to the finals or not, they can look back and choose something that they can say they improved. But the Rockets, I think it's win or go home.
I also think that when you look at what they've done during the offseason, you might feel, and their fans might feel, that they improved. But to be 100% honest, I think that they are not necessarily better by adding Carmelo Anthony to the mix.
I don't think that Carmelo plays that big of a role. I mean, to me, it looks like almost the exact same team that went up against the Warriors. So it's about coaching decisions and management. Really, you know that Chris Paul cannot give you an entire season. That should be known.
And this season might be CP3's last opportunity to get a ring, right?
Well, I mean, I don't think this is the end of the Rockets. I think the window's still open for them, maybe after this season. But it also depends on the Warriors, right? And how the decisions that team takes moving forward.
I think if Chris Paul don't manage to, you know, get to the finals this year and get a ring, he probably just gonna join the Warriors during the offseason or the Lakers.
Ooh, okay.
And that's gonna be his last like push trying to get a ring.
I don't know.
And I think that adding Carmelo Anthony to the Rockets now, it's almost, I feel the same way as I felt when the Clippers added Paul Pierce when he was about to retire and he was already like a bench player. That's how I feel about Carmelo Anthony with the Rockets now.
So you don't feel that he's going to contribute?
I don't feel he's going to contribute at all. And I feel that he's going to be more like a negative influence when it comes to the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Different from Paul Pierce. Because I think Paul Pierce was still like a very good person to have in your locker room. Or he was a positive influence, especially with the younger players. I'm not sure about Carmelo.
We'll see.
You guys have probably already noticed that I'm very... I don't pick on Carmelo, but I'm...
But you are.
I just have like a strong opinion about
it. That's a go-to. I'm not insert negative phrase. I'm just... What was it?
I have a strong
opinion. I have a strong opinion about this. I'm not against the Celtics. I just have a strong opinion about them.
Yes.
All right. Next team, the Pacers, the Indiana Pacers. My word is surprising. I think we all forgot now that the Pacers were a very good team last year. And they brought in Tyreke Evans, who is not a superstar, but he adds depth to their bench. And I think that in the East, that's a team that other super teams like the Celtics or the Sixers, they might not go 100% against. So Indiana's more than happy to take those wins. So to me, they're a dark horse in the playoffs on the East.
My word is Oladipo! That's my word.
I'll take it.
I think they are, you know, one of these teams that I enjoy watching. When playoff time comes, I like watching these underdog teams. Same as with March Madness. I like watching the underdogs. I really enjoyed last season watching the Pacers and the Jazz during the playoffs. Those are my two favorite teams during the playoffs.
All right.
What's the name of their center that he's also quite good? Center or power forward? Is it Miles Turner?
Miles Turner. Yeah. He's a center or power forward.
Yeah. He's a very good player as well.
All right. Next team.
Is Austin Crozier still playing? No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
The Clippers, I have them under irrelevant. The only reason why I have them under irrelevant, and don't get me wrong, they're actually a decent team on paper. I wouldn't be surprised if they make it to the playoffs, but I think they're irrelevant by consequence of having their big brother being already the Lakers and having LeBron James on the Lakers. Whatever steps forward that the Clippers managed to take during Lob City era, they already, like, people already forgot about them because of LeBron.
Back to reality, they're just back to reality. But I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the season, the Clippers and the Lakers, they have a similar record.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because, you know, LeBron is there with the Lakers, it's true. And he's an amazing player. But they have a young core, and they need to get more experience. And I don't know how far they can go with LeBron, especially because they don't have
three-point shooters. The Lakers are the next team. Yeah, so yeah. Clippers.
Okay.
Just stick to the Clippers.
The Clippers, they are more well-balanced team. And I think they've been playing together for long. They still have Doc Rivers.
Right.
I think they could, you know, not maybe not make it to the playoffs or maybe make it as the eighth seed.
I just don't know if I would be okay with my team having a superstar that is Tobias Harris. He's a great player, but if your superstar is Tobias Harris, I don't know. And you know what I say? Just move to San Diego. The city's waiting. You can have your own fan base there, Clippers. Just move. Just do me a favor.
You're just huge hater.
No, I'm being real. Just move. All right, let's move on to the Lakers!
I'm sorry, guys.
No, why? No. All right. My word is showtime. Yes. Showtime is back, baby. Showtime is back with LeBron, with Lonzo, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram. I don't know if JaVale McGee, he might have one highlight or two during the season, but I'm all in for the ride. I don't think that we're going to be champs. I'm keeping it objective. I do think we're going to make the playoffs. I think that we're better than the Clippers, simply because last season we had 35 wins. LeBron James, that he just adds another 10 wins automatically. So that's 45. And then an improved Ingram, Lonzo, and Kuzma, that's another 5 to 10 wins.
My word is hope.
Hope?
Because now there's hope again.
Thank you. That this is the nicest, this is probably the only nice thing that you've said about the Lakers. Thank you.
I really like their uniforms this year.
Do you see the new ones, the purple ones, with the tribute to Magic Johnson, the city ones?
I think so. Purple.
With stripes.
No.
They look weird, but I'm all in for it. But yeah, I agree. There's, for the first time in a long time, I feel like there's hope now.
You guys are going to make it to the playoffs for sure. I would be surprised if you don't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I would be surprised too.
But I think you're not going to be one of the top four teams. I think you're going to be the bottom, the bottom teams for making the playoffs.
Five through seven. I don't think eighth. I would say 4 to 7th. And somewhere in there.
The Clippers could be the eighth seed for me.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on. The Memphis Grizzlies.
Misplaced? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The wrong city.
There are no Grizzlies in Memphis, as far as I know.
Well, but also your Lakers are misplaced as well, then.
You don't talk about the Lakers like that.
If we're going there.
It was a long time ago.
Okay.
You don't know what you're talking about. My word is rebuilt.
At that time, California was...
My word is rebuilt for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Okay.
Because all of their players are getting older. If I were the owner or the GM, I would just blow it up, start trading for whatever I can get, and, you know, wear your helmets, boys, because we're tanking this season.
They still have Marc Gasol and Mike Conley.
But that's my point, honestly.
Is Zach Randolph still there?
No, he's in Sacramento.
What is wrong with you? He should retire. What's wrong with Sacramento? They got rid of Vince Carter and now they bring Zach Randolph.
We'll get to Sacramento. All right.
Sacramento is a mess.
Maybe that can be your word. Now, wait for it.
Okay.
Miami. The Heat.
Go.
My word is Flash. Because that's Dwayne Wade's old nickname. And I think this is the last season that we're going to see Dwayne Wade, who I think he was probably the first guard to be, not necessarily the first one, but one of the first ones to be as aggressive going to the rim. That's how he basically won the first championship for Miami, just attacking the rim and getting hit all the time. So I think we should appreciate Dwayne Wade on what could be his last season.
My word is caliente, because I think that there's a lot of rumors going on right now about a possible trade with Minnesota
for Jimmy Butler.
So if that really happens, they're going to become one of the most exciting teams, and they could definitely make it to the playoffs.
Wait, you think that adding Jimmy Butler will propel them to championship contenders?
Not necessarily, but they have a good team already, and I think with Jimmy Butler, they become a great team, especially in the conference that they're playing.
Okay. All right. The Milwaukee Bucks. My word is underrated.
My word is Opa.
I wonder why. Care to explain?
Because of Antetokounmpo's.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
I think the Bucks are underrated, although everyone talks about them, but people already thinking they're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. I think this is the year when Giannis just goes ballistic. He gained, like, I don't know how, like, his arms are huge. He's ripped. He's strong. I don't know about his three-point shot.
He's such an amazing player, but he reminds me of T-Mac when he was playing for the Magic. that he was carrying that team, and there was clearly a limit or a barrier that they wouldn't be able to, you know, to overcome. And I think it's the same with the Bucks. I mean, if they manage to go to the second round of the playoffs, I think that's already like huge.
I don't know. I mean, they have Malcolm Brogdon, who was Rookie of the Year, Chris Middleton, Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez is a very solid addition.
Yeah.
They brought back Ersan Ilyasova. I don't know. I mean, he's a nice veteran to have around. I don't think they'll be champions, but
think about the team that it's fighting for the three-peat and compare with this team that you just
mentioned. No, I never said that. I never said that they're going to beat the Warriors in four games. I never said that.
Think about the Rockets. Think about other teams that are exciting. Even Utah. You think they can beat Utah?
Maybe on a good day, yeah. On a series of seven games, maybe. Yeah, I can see a little bit.
Okay, let's see.
All right, let's move on to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Timberwolves?
Timberwolves.
Timberwolves.
I know it's the Timberwolves. Yeah.
Because of Thibodeau?
Thibodeau, yeah, and his weird experiment there.
Yeah, I mean...
My word is circus. It's an absolute circus right now. I don't know who in the right mind allowed Jimmy Butler to storm into practice, late to practice, and quote-unquote grab the third stringers, beat everyone on their mamas, and then start yelling, "Y'all need me to win." At the same time, his people call Rachel Nichols from ESPN and say like, "Hey, you want to fly to Minnesota because we have something." This was all prepared. This was all cooked up before it even happened.
I don't know, but if it really happened, I mean, this is amazing. The fact that he just like walked to practice and just start playing with the players that never play. And
I don't know. I feel like there was more to it. I find it hard to believe. It's a nice story. While it was happening on Twitter, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. But I don't know. There's something. Don't you think it's a little bit weird?
It is. I don't know what to believe, but
and then
it makes for a great story, that's so for sure.
We all know about the practice. And then he goes on and has a players-only meeting, right? And then Jeff Teague comes out and says, like, no, there was no players-only meeting. And then, like, 3 minutes afterwards, Jimmy Butler comes out and says, no, yeah, I had a players-only meeting. And I was like, what is going on?
I don't know why they're allowing these guys to talk so much.
I mean, they have the right to. That's fine. Figure
your shit out internally and then, you know, come out with a message that everyone is okay with it.
If I was the owner of the Timberwolves, what's his name? Glenn. Shoot, it escapes me right now. I would fire Tom Thibodeau right now. I don't care that I'm a day away from the season. Just get the hell out. Clearly, you couldn't manage the roster. You couldn't manage expectations. You don't know what to do with our young superstars. Get the hell out. You only brought your old team back. For what?
Yeah.
They didn't make it far into the playoffs.
And the fact that he's allowing all this shit to happen, like all this to take place.
He hasn't come out and said a word.
Yeah. And he's the president of basketball operations, right?
And the coach.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if that's who you want to be the face of your team, I'm sorry, but I would fire you on the spot right there.
They should hire Stan Van Gundy.
Maybe.
He needs a job.
I think you should meet Stan Van Gundy.
A guy that was able to make Dwight Howard play, he deserves to be coaching.
He didn't do very well with the Pistons.
Like he managed to make Dwight Howard be passionate about basketball.
This is a separate I think you have your own campaign for give Stan Van Gundy a job.
Yeah.
All right. Next team, the New Orleans Pelicans. New Orleans.
Mono Brown? Yes.
Unibrow.
Yes, but I'm talking, like, that's how we say it in Portuguese.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
I just want to be different.
I don't have a word. It's an acronym. MVP. I think Anthony Davis will be the MVP this year. I think the only thing stopping him, quote unquote, last year, was being paired up with DeMarcus Cousins. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but he was giving up some shots that he could have taken. And now that DeMarcus is not there, I think Anthony Davis just explodes. Having said that, I also think this is the last year that we see Anthony Davis with the Pelicans.
For sure. I also think that he's not going to be there for much longer. I mean, it's frustrating to see him playing for a team that sucks so much. Last year, they managed to put together a decent team.
Yep.
And they actually, you know, were the ones that beat us, the Trailblazers.
Yeah.
And I thought that if they managed to keep that core together, they were going to have a better season. But they end up losing DeMarcus, Rondo. Who else? Who else left? More people left, for sure.
I can't remember, but those were the two big losses. Or
what about Beverly?
Patrick Beverly's with the Clippers.
No, but there was one guy that was playing during the playoffs, and he was guarding Lillard, and he was playing amazing.
Drew Holiday?
Yeah.
He's still there. Okay. Yeah. Read a blog or two, you know?
No, I just have a difficult... I just have, you know, like, hard time remembering the names sometimes.
Whatever. They added Julius Randle, former Laker. They have Jahlil Okafor, Alfred Payton, Nikola Mirotic. It's not a terrible team.
Yeah, I think they're going to be a decent team. They might make the playoffs. But, I mean, AD needs more than that.
Yeah, he deserves more. He deserves to be in a bigger team, I feel.
Yeah.
All right. The New York Knicks.
I don't know what to think about the Knicks.
I have usual. I think it's going to be the usual. They, you know, the moment they manage to get a few wins, everyone starts talking about playoffs, aspirations, and hopes, and whatever. And without Kristaps Porzingis at the beginning of the season, I don't know how that's going to go. So I think it's the usual with them.
Average.
Yeah, I mean,
that's my word for them.
They are lucky that they are New York and they have, honestly, a loyal fan base. Because otherwise, they would be like the Hornets, you know, where or the Nets, that they become invisible.
Yeah. And the Knicks, they've been struggling for such a long time.
For years.
Yeah.
It's incredible how patient that fan base has been.
Since we arrived here in Canada to start our bachelor's degree, I think we never seen the Knicks in the playoffs, right? Make it to the playoffs.
That's a good question. Let me just confirm. But the last time the Knicks...
Like, when I think about the playoffs and the Knicks, the last memory that I have is like Allen Houston, John Starks, and these guys and all.
That's like late 90s.
Yeah. So that's the memory that I have of the Knicks making to the playoffs. After that, if they made it to the playoffs, they were not able to make it past the first round for sure.
Actually, last time that they were in the playoffs, it was the 2012-2013. Mm. So it's not that bad. So they won the first round against the Celtics 4-2, and then they lost against the Pacers 4-2.
Was that Linsanity year? No.
They had J.R. Smith.
Okay.
They had... Hold on.
Carmelo.
Carmelo Anthony. They probably have Amar'e Stoudemire.
Yeah.
The coach was Mike Woodson. Maybe Jeremy Lin was there. But yeah, so it's been a few years. I'm not excited to see the Knicks this season.
I don't remember like watching an exciting Knicks team in the like recent years. Even like you see, they made it to the playoffs, but we don't remember.
I think the first year that Carmelo and Amar'e Stoudemire played together, that was exciting, because I was curious to see how they would play together. But after that, yeah, not much happened.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Selfish.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Okay, I have controversial. Why selfish?
Well, because of Westbrook.
You think he's selfish?
I think he's selfish. He only worries about his stats. That's it.
I think it's controversial because again, I've heard people having them as even a title contender, and people saying that they don't have what it takes. I don't think they'll miss the playoffs. I don't have a strong stance on the Thunder. I think they're going to be a really good team. I don't like Paul George anymore, so I hope that he has not a good season. I'm not hoping he breaks anything. I'm just going to say it out there.
Just another overrated player.
Wow. But I don't think Russell Westbrook is selfish, because he does everything for the Thunder.
Well, but he does everything because, like, when it comes to rebounding, for example, the centers let him grab the rebounds when there's a free throw. Because they're helping him.
But
get to the triple-double.
That guy has stupid. That guy has so much energy. Like, it's impossible to stop him. It's not like he stands outside the three-point line for the free throws. So he rushes there to get that rebound. So, I mean, kudos to him, honestly.
Yeah, and also he needs to figure out a way of being more effective when it comes to the, you know, decisive moments. Because I've watched many, many games when every possession he tries to, you know, solve all the problems of his team by himself. And when it comes to that decisive, you know, moment, he also wants to take matters in his own hands, and then sometimes it's not the result that they're expecting.
All right, next team, the Orlando Magic. I have dunks because of Aaron Gordon, and that's it. There's no... I'm going to change my word for stuff. Stuff the Magic Dragon.
I was thinking about that as well.
Stuff the Magic Dragon. He's the real MVP of the Orlando Magic.
I was thinking about hair because of Peyton, what's the name of that
Alfred guy? Peyton?
Yeah, is he still there?
No, he's with the Suns.
Everyone you're is like, now.
You haven't gotten one right. Not even one. You're not even guessing at this point.
I've got many, many...
You should buy NBA 2K, seriously, and just play until you remember everyone and where they are right now.
But still, they're going to suck anyways.
Yeah, I agree there. Yeah. But still, this is pathetic. It's getting to the pathetic point.
No, it's not.
All right, Philadelphia.
And...
Contender. I think they will be contenders. I don't think they're ready yet. And this all depends on whether Embiid can actually play an entire season healthy. But if he cannot, I think Ben Simmons will have a great season. And there will be contenders. But I don't think they make it to the conference finals.
They just, like, Ben Simmons need to be able to, like, he needs to manage to add three-pointers to his game.
Yeah.
I think if he managed to do that, then they're going to become dangerous. A dangerous team.
All right. The Phoenix Suns.
But they're fun to watch.
They are, yes.
A bit reckless, but fun to watch.
The Phoenix Suns. I have young. I think they are 2 years away from being 2 years away.
Like, they lack direction. I don't know how to put that into one word right now, because I was just thinking about it. But the fact that they just fired their general manager.
Yep.
I mean, and it's the week the season's gonna start, so we're like one day or two, couple of days away from the season starting. I don't think that's like an organized team. That's clearly a team that needs to improve when it comes to the structure and how they handle their business as well before they can think about something else. But they do have good young players.
But and again, Devin Booker is out with a hand injury. He I think he broke his hand. So we're going to see a lot of rookies getting minutes, which is good for the Suns, but it's not going to be pretty. At least the first half of their season is not going to be pretty at all. All right, you ready for the next team?
Is it the Trail Blazers?
The Portland Trail Blazers. What's your word?
I hate to say this, but I'm not very excited for this season, so I'm going to say disappointing.
You already used disappointing, though.
Overrated.
The Blazers are overrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we have two great players, but other than that...
My word is thin, because...
Thin, yeah, thin is a good word.
I think it's a very thin team. I was shocked when we saw them against the Raptors. And again, I agree that it was too early to make any predictions, but just seeing the team live, there was a point where we didn't know half of the bench.
Yeah.
And that's scary, because other than your starting five, I mean, I don't know if Myers Leonard can bring you to the promised land, honestly. You know,
I would be surprised, but I wouldn't be that surprised if we make it to the playoffs, just because recent history shows us that when we go into a season and there's not that much hype about the Trail Blazers, we still make it to the playoffs. We made it to the playoffs with Andre Miller. Come on. we're probably going to make it to the playoffs. But I don't have high expectations. I don't think we're going to make it to the second round. I don't think we're going to make it to the finals. I think last season we had a much better team. And
I agree.
And still we managed to lose in the first round to the Pelicans. I don't understand how that happened.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? You guys might actually gel together and rally up.
It's going to be another fun to watch team. As long as they keep the backcourt, it's going to be fun to watch. Because CJ and Lillard playing together, there's always a lot of highlights.
Do you think that both of them are going to keep on wearing a Blazers jersey after this season?
I think that something similar to what happened with the Raptors will happen to the Trail Blazers. I think they will trade one of the superstars,
yeah,
and they will get rid of the coach.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
After this season.
We'll see about that. The Sacramento Kings. I have undecided, because this team has no direction. I'm not sure which. I think you call the Phoenix, you know, not having direction.
Yeah.
But I think Sacramento is worse. I mean, it's not like they haven't had any trades or any draft picks. At least with Phoenix, I know that they have young talent and they're just waiting for them to mature. With the Kings, I don't know what the hell they want.
For me, it's just like a mess.
It is a mess, yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know, this owner is completely crazy. Divac is also not the best guy for that position.
every time I see Vlade Divac, I see him in a messy office, or I picture him in a messy office smoking a cigarette and just be like, hey, you got traded to this team.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Kings.
Yeah, so I don't think they're going to have a good season. And something needs to change for them to...
Yeah, fire Vlade.
And also, I mean, I wish it was easier to change owners, because I think they need to change a change of ownership.
I don't know if that's easy. I don't know. All right. The San Antonio Spurs.
And it hurts me to see the Kings
why?
Playing like that and sucking so bad.
Why?
Because they were one of my favorite teams to watch during the late 90s.
Oh, I see.
They were such a great team.
They were fun to watch.
Even with Jason Williams before, Doug Christie and all these guys.
Yeah.
Bobby Jackson.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so these guys were fun to watch for sure.
I don't know. I mean, I know the Kings fans are loyal, very loyal, actually, because they managed to save the team once. But having said all of that, I don't know if you agree with me, but there's one too many teams in the state of California.
I don't want to see more teams get moved. I don't like
that. I don't know. If they can move to a city that deserves a team, like Seattle, I don't see why not.
I think they should add an expansion team and lower the number of games in a regular season.
No, don't do that. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get there. That's the Kings. The San Antonio Spurs. My word is transition, because they just lost two important pieces, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker.
My word is impressive.
Impressive?
Yes.
Why?
Or I should say surprisingly impressive.
Surprisingly impressive?
I think that they're going to exceed expectations for sure.
Oh, really? I'm surprised that everyone thinks they're going to be really good. I don't think they'll be good. I think they're going to be, I mean, I'm already going against what probably is going to be a good season for them because they have Greg Popovich and LaMarcus Aldridge is still there. DeMar DeRozan is a very good player. But I think it's a moment of transition for them because they were... I cannot remember the last time that I didn't see Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, or Tim Duncan in a Spurs jersey. And despite the fact that there is still that same identity of, you know, it's a respected organization, it's got all their ducks in a row, I think they don't have that personality that they used to have with Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan. So they just got to find themselves.
Yeah, I think that part of the reason why I assume they're going to be better this year is because they got rid of all these veterans. It's always hard when you have to make decisions like that, when you have to, you know, move on. And you always want to pay as much respect as you can to the guys that supported and, you know, made your team great for such a long time. But I think it was about time. Like, Ginobili had to retire. Tony Parker had to move on. He should have to retire, really. Hopefully, he can play for another year in a good, you know, level. But I think that it was just the end of one period, and now they have to start another.
Fair enough. The Toronto Raptors, I have them as intriguing because I don't know where's Kawhi at. He looked rusty during that preseason game here in Vancouver, but I think he's going to be fine. I mean, if he can play anywhere close to the Kawhi that was the finals MVP, Toronto's going to be a really good team then.
He's incredibly long and athletic, and like he's going to be good for sure. But I think that he cannot lose his focus when it comes to what he's good at. He's not a scorer. He's not...
He sort of is, though.
He is, but the main thing that we think about when we think about Kawhi is defense. He's such a good defender.
Yep.
He needs to make sure that he keeps that and then build up from that because that's his main characteristic, I think. So I don't think he should be trying to do more than get ahead of himself. Just do what you're good at and then the rest of your game would come as well.
I think the Raptors make it to the conference finals. Potentially the finals.
I don't know. I'm not too sure how better they are with Kawhi and without DeRozan. I'm not sure if they improved that much or if they just stay in the same level.
I think they improved because they turned DeMar DeRozan into Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard. So you got defense and offense for a guy that was primarily just offense. I've said it before and I keep saying it, DeMar is underrated, but this was a good trade. I'm surprised that they got away with it.
Let's see.
All right. Two more. The Utah Jazz.
I love this team.
So I have him as exciting.
Yeah. Exciting, but I used exciting already. I think I used exciting for another team.
I can't remember.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure. Fun.
There you go. Yeah, they're going to be tough to beat, especially if Donovan Mitchell has another crazy season.
I love the crowd. Like the crowd when they play at home.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Their fans are so loyal and loud.
They are.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, Trailblazers, Jazz, and Oklahoma. I think these are the three franchises that I appreciate the fans the most.
The Warriors have a very loud fan base.
Yeah, but it's always hard when they're doing well, right? Because when they were...
Well, yeah.
When they sucked for like 10 years, they were not that loud.
But it's always going to be like that, right?
But Utah, it's one of these fan bases that they're always there and it's always a good atmosphere. And I think with the Trailblazers, it's the same.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but also, those are cities that don't have any other professional sports. I mean, I know Portland has the Timbers in soccer, but Utah, really, it's been the Jazz. That's been the number one entertainment.
And with teams like the Raptors, for example, you've been to a Raptors game, right?
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
So one thing, I've been to a Raptors game as well at Air Canada Centre. Now it's
no longer Scotiabank Arena. Yeah,
they changed the name. But anyways, one thing that I felt when I went to a Raptors game is that there's some, like, there's a certain edginess in, like, it's different than when you go to I don't know, like Rogers Arena,
yeah,
or when you go to Staples Center. When you go to Air Canada Center, now Scotiabank something, it feels like more like Madison Square Garden, I think.
Yeah, I had a great time at the Raptors game.
It's not as organized as some other NBA arenas. Like, I don't know how was your experience, but when I went when I tried to go inside, there was a lot of people walking at the same time. It was not as organized as I was expecting. It was more like a soccer stadium than a basketball arena.
A little bit. But yeah, I had a really good time. But anyway, back to the Jazz. I have the one other thing that I'm excited about is their uniforms, because they're bringing back the classic purple.
Mm-hmm.
I might get one, not going to lie.
I'm excited to see how Mitchell is going to play.
Yeah, I think...
like, he was so great last season.
He's got a lot of pressure, though. So I hope he does well.
During the playoffs, he was playing point guard, right? After Rubio got injured. And I feel like his game... he was still great. But I think he was much better when Rubio was still playing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because he didn't have to worry about bringing the ball and also running the plates.
Yeah.
I think that when they're playing together... and Rubio, it's probably, last season was probably his best season ever, and I think he's going to have a great season again.
I think he's also happy to not have to have the pressure of having to score.
Yeah.
Like, he can be the true point guard that he likes to be, like, pass-first mentality, and he found the person that can be in charge of scoring in Donovan Mitchell, Joe Ingles, even Rudy Gobert. Ricky, if he gives you a couple threes during the night, that's plenty. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Last team, the Washington Wizards.
Just one last thing about the Jets before we go to the Washington Wizards.
Yes.
I loved the fact that Jerry Sloan was there watching some of the games during the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
He's such a legend.
Yeah.
And such a great coach.
True. All right. Washington Wizards.
Boring.
Boring.
I mean, no. Go first. Let me think a bit.
My word is ass.
Ass?
Yeah, because Dwight Howard hurt his ass. And everyone, I'm not the first person to tell this joke, but the person that is a pain in the ass actually got a pain in his ass. It's just perfect. You cannot write this stuff up. I remember the report. I think it was Woj that reported that, you know, Dwight Howard hurt his blah, blah, blah muscle. And it was such a complicated name. I'm like, where the hell is that muscle? So I Googled it, and it was basically his ass. His ass muscle was hurt from God knows what. And apparently a lot of his back pain comes from his ass. Like, it has been back pain.
I wonder what he's been doing.
I don't know. Someone said, I don't. This was never confirmed, but there was a report that he hurt his ass by sitting too long in planes. But I mean, come on, who gets hurt like that?
Yeah.
You travel a lot. Travel a lot, right? Yeah. Have you ever hurt your ass?
No, I don't.
Sitting
think so.
On a plane.
No.
Well, Dwight Howard did.
Yeah.
So you have something to brag against Dwight Howard when you see him next time.
And do you think they're gonna make it to the playoffs?
Yeah, but only because, you know, if you put everyone together, like Bradley Beal, John Wall, Dwight Howard, even if he's playing half-ass, they're going to make the playoffs. But I don't think the Wizards are a boring team once they get to the playoffs, because I think we all know that they're not going to make it far.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's wrong with John Wall. Maybe he's smoking too much weed these days. He looks overweight. He's got a funny look.
Since that maybe he's just bored or maybe disappointed.
I think he's frustrated.
Yeah, frustrated with the fact that he's been playing there for such a long time and he had higher expectations. And
I think he's getting very high.
Yes, maybe he realized that Like, he's not going to make it to the finals anytime soon.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know. I think that this year is going to be more exciting because you don't have another superpower like you had last year with the Cavaliers. That basically everyone expected the Warriors and the Cavaliers to make it to the final.
Yeah.
I think this year is going to be more exciting because the East is going to be more unpredictable.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
The West, I think we all know what's going to happen. Eventually, it's going to be the Warriors.
But it's not... I feel like last season, we all walked with... I mean, I was excited, but I feel like your regular NBA fan was going in with a mentality like, probably it'll be Cavs versus Warriors.
Yeah.
And this year, like you just said, it's just like, well, yeah, I have the Warriors for the West, but at the same time, I wouldn't be shocked if someone gives them more of a fight.
Yeah.
And the East is wide open.
Yeah. And I cheered so much for the others, for the teams that played against the Cavs last year before the finals, because I wanted someone else to make to the finals other than the Cavs. And the Celtics were so close, and Utah was so close. So this year, I think it's going to be fun to watch. Like, I think that I wouldn't be surprised if Utah makes it to the final, to the conference finals at least.
Yeah, there are so many moving pieces. Even, you know, teams like OKC, Denver, the Lakers, you don't know. We don't really know what's going to be up with them. Even the Blazers, if they string, you know, a nice winning streak, it's going to be exciting.
I think that we all know that the Warriors are going to be there when it comes to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
But we are not 100% sure who's going to be playing against them.
Right.
Last year, we knew that the Rockets would be the team for sure.
Yeah.
But maybe before the season started, we were not as sure. Right?
Yeah. I mean, but it was very early on that we sort of knew.
Yeah.
And this year, again, I do have the Warriors, but I don't think it'll be as easy. I'm not even sure if I'm willing to put them as the number one seed in the West.
But last year they were not the number one seed, right?
No, but that's my point. Yeah. Like, they don't have to.
They don't need to worry about that.
So, anyways, that's our season preview for each team.
Mm.
We're very excited. The NBA is back tomorrow. It's Celtics against the Sixers, and then
it's a good game.
It's gonna be a good game, and from there on.
What time is the tip-off?
Let me check.
Pacific time, please.
Yeah, no, I it's going to be pretty early because then they're playing the East. 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then at 7:30, we have Thunder, the OKC Thunder versus the Warriors. But Russell Westbrook is still out for tomorrow's game. Wednesday, we have most of the teams playing. And then Thursday is the season opener for both of us.
And we're not going to be here.
Lakers and the Blazers are playing.
I'm going to be in Brazil.
And I will be in Montreal.
So, guys, I'm going to be in Brazil for a week. And a little bit more than a week. And I'm going to see if there's any games. If Paulistano is playing or someone else is playing during the time that I'm going to be in Brazil. And I might be going to a game and, you know, shooting some videos and stuff like that. So you guys can see how is a basketball game in Brazil.
That would be really exciting. If you have a chance, please do go to that game. I'll be in Montreal on Thursday on vacation. About time that I take some time off. But I'm going to be visiting a refurbished court from the NBA preseason game that happened in Montreal. So I'll also upload some photos. And I'm going to do my best to catch the Blazers-Lakers game from Montreal. And use my bad French. Very excited to do that as well.
Hmm.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back before you know it. Once again, please subscribe and rate us and leave us a comment. If you want to interact with us, check us out on Facebook, dropping.dimes, facebook.com/dropping.dimes. On Instagram, at dropping.dimes. Twitter, dropping.dimes1. dropping_dimes1. What is wrong with me?
God.
I'm so sorry.
What's worse? Not knowing about the trades or forgetting
your social media? What is wrong with me? No. Make sure you check us out. If you want to send us an email, it's rod@dropping-dimes.com. Thanks so much, guys, for everything. We're very excited to have the season back. We promise to be in our A game next time that you have a show. And we'll see you soon. Peace out.